2023 marks the museum's centenary, an appropriate day to cast one's mind back 100 years to review the monument's history and various numerous events. On 26 May 1923, a huge celebration was held in Dole to celebrate Louis Pasteur, and his house museum garlands were hung in all the streets. The houses were generously decorated with wisteria, a flower that the chemist was particularly fond of. And the town was decked out with triumphal arches in honor of this immortal personage. The inhabitants of Dole were turning their back on years of war that had brought the museum project to a head. And the crowd gathered behind its mayor, Marius Pierre, to welcome the French president to Dole's very own republican and patriotic celebration. As a universal model, Pasteur embodied the soul of the town, making this a highly emotional moment for everyone concerned. On 25 July of the same year, the recently opened museum was listed as a historic monument owing to the fact that it was built on the site of the former tannery, of which only the pits and the vats remain visible. In 2013, Pasteur's birthplace was officially awarded the Maison des Illustres quality mark by the French Ministry of Culture as a reminder of its historical interests. It is the first museum in France to be dedicated to Pasteur, and probably one of the first to be dedicated to a scientist. In Dole, the early days. In the middle of the 19th century, Dole's librarian Jean-Joseph Paulu was inspired by the city of Grenoble to display commemorative plaques to commemorate the lives of remarkable citizens who were born in or had lived in Dole. Louis Pasteur, who was awarded the Renford Medal in 1856, was in good position to be included in the list of chosen celebrities. And so it was on 14 July 1883, Pasteur lauded for his recent discovery of the vaccine against sheep and tracks, came to unveil a commemorative plaque on the wall of his birthplace, thus leaving this mark on the house for many years to come. In 1886, Dole's local authorities renamed Rue des Tanneurs, changing it to Rue Pasteur. Following the scientist's death, the city initiated an international subscription for the erection of a statue on his honor. The project, proposed by the architects Léon Chifflot and Antonin Carles, was approved. And in 1902, the monument entitled L'Humanité Souffrante et la Science, Suffering Humanity and Science, was raised in Cour Saint-Maurice. In France, 1 sou for French laboratories. A day in support of laboratories was organized on 27 May 1923 to celebrate the end of the commemoration of the centenary of Louis Pasteur's birth. The idea was to sell badges, the proceeds of which were to go to the laboratories. The commission originated with the government, based on an idea put forward by the mathematician and deputy Émile Borel. 10 artists were chosen, including the Nabi painter Maurice Denis, Francisque Poulbeau, Fernand Cormont, and Gervex. In the background of the badge designed by Maurice Denis stands an angel with outstretched wings in a gesture of prayer and wonder. The clearly visible figure of Pasteur is seen peering through a microscope on his work table, studying the ferments of bottled milk. In the foreground, a young mother sits cradling a child on her lap, her features betraying extreme anxiety, the child is most certainly ill. These badges were designed to be pinned on clothing. On the front page of the newspaper entitled L'Echo de Paris, 28 May 1923, as in the provincial newspaper, one could read, "To thank people to their great generosity, the young saleswoman pinned the badges that the artist had designed for this day to people's blouses and jackets. On the back of all the badges were the words, 'Without laboratories, scientists are like soldiers without weapons.'" An adapted version of the sentence uttered by Pasteur in 1868. In 1925, Émile Borel had an amendment voted in the Assembly on the money collected for the apprenticeship tax. 5 centimes, that was 1 sou, were to be allocated to scientist research. This is the 1 sou for laboratories financing plan, the first permanent plan to be devoted to scientist research. Émile Borel, Academy of Science, wrote in 1923. I believe that we were right to celebrate Pasteur's centenary with such pomp, but such a lesson would have been incomplete if, having studying the past, we did not then look to the future. On 27 December 1922, in a remote part of our countryside, or in the suburbs of one of our large industrial cities, a child may have been born who could go on to become the Louis Pasteur of the 20th century. What can we do to ensure that this tremendous talent is not wasted? This raises the issue of how we educated our children and how we steer them toward a particular career. The journey. In 1922, France was still reeling for the loss of life. 1,397,000 soldiers had fallen victim to the Great War, which France had nonetheless won, and 400,000 civilians had been killed by the Spanish flu. In June, the government wanted to seize the opportunity of Pasteur's centenary to celebrate the return of Alsace and Lorraine to the French fold and renew international relations. Scientists who embody humanity, patriotism, and universalism were the ideal choice of subject for the presidential trip that took President Mitterrand from Paris to Strasbourg. Seeing as Pasteur's birthday fell on December 27, a date that was hardly conducive to gathering, the official ceremonies were held in 2 stages, in December 1922 and in May 1923. On 27 December 1922, as the bells throughout the Franche-Comté region rang out in unison, the French president paid tribute to the scientists in the crypt of the Institut Pasteur. The Sorbonne welcomed students from all over the world, and Parisian institutions paid numerous tributes to Pasteur, the scientist. On 25 May, the officials solemnly gathered at the Sorbonne, where the Scholars' Jubilee was to be celebrated. A bust had been made by the sculptor Naum Aronson, and reproductions were sold. On the 26th, the French president stopped in Dole before pursuing his journey through Lens and the places that had marked Louis Pasteur's youth. Arbois, the town where he grew up, Salins, the town of his ancestors, and Besançon, where he had studied. He then went to Strasbourg to inaugurate a monument and the international exhibition on the hygiene, which attracted 1,800 French and foreign exhibitors. Brazil, Italy, Czechoslovakia, Luxembourg, Belgium, Switzerland, Poland, Romania, and Denmark all presented their scientific innovations. Pasteur had indeed taught in Strasbourg, and it was therefore a fitting opportunity to use this event devoted to progress to celebrate the greatness and unity of France just 1 year before the Olympic Games in Paris. The echo of the centenary. At the beginning of the century, Pasteur was popular with the public. In 1906, Le Petit Parisien newspaper had launched Great Men, an instructive and entertaining game for everyone. Le jeu des grands hommes, instructif et amusant à la portée de tous. And Pasteur, the chemist at top the list, well headed of Victor Hugo, another great man from Franche-Comté. Pasteur, who had saved silkworm breeding as well as the wine and the beer industry, was hugely popular among French agricultural and manufacturing communities. Far more than an economic benefactor, Pasteur had found solutions to the disease that were killing the population, and as such, he aroused widespread interest. He was a popular hero, a man of providence, the hero of scientific progress. Many cities and towns organized events to mark the centenary, and a day was devoted to laboratories. Buildings were named after Pasteur. The hospice in Cherbourg became Hôpital Pasteur, and a Pasteur wing was opened at the hospital in Lons-le-Saunier. Monuments were inaugurated in Nozeroy, Lons, Strasbourg, and Paris. Patented brands were created, and in 1923, trees were planted in honor of Pasteur. The neighborhood, the Tanner's Canal, le Canal des Tanneurs. In 1923, Rue Pasteur was asphalted and equipped with sidewalks. But on the canal side, water lapped the foundation of the facades and many cellars situated below the canal, some of which were still used as tanneries, were flooded when the water level rose. The first canal cleaning operation was conducted in 1922. Ever since the 16th century, these houses had been mainly occupied by craftsmen and workers, but some of them, such as the Hotel Champagnier, which belongs to the brother of the Cardinal de Granville, or the building known as the Orphans, were luxurious for their time. As activities gradually dwindled from the end of the 19th century onwards, many houses fell into disrepair. Only some house-owning families, tenants, and squatters remained. Many windows were walled up, and the neighborhood became disreputable. In 1965, three cafes remained, and according to the local old-timer, 2 tons of eels were caught in the canal every year. Jacques Duhamel, the new mayor of Dole, was actively involved in the renovation of the city. In 1967, he created what was the second largest safeguarded sector in France. Rue Pasteur was designed as an operational district, which gave advantages as well as obligations to people who wanted to renovate their dwellings. In 1972, the cleaning of the canal marked the beginning of the renovations. The Great Mills, whose activities had gradually come to an end around 1963, were bought back in 1970. The work began with the demolition of an awning and loading dock where the present restaurant terraces are now located at the entrance of Rue du Prélot. The Charles Quint nightclub was created at canal level. An underground passage which leads from Rue Pasteur via the great fountain and emerges on a small plot of land on the tanner's canal side, led to the discotheque. The paths running along the houses did not exist in those days. Finally, the restaurant Le Moulin was built on the first floor and rentable apartments were created on the rest of the building. The sewers were led along the canal behind the retaining wall, the embankment of which allowed for the creation of a pedestrian walkway. The wastewater collector passes under the discotheque and continues on past Prelo Bridge towards Hôtel Dieu and onto the general system along the River Doubs. The silos of the great mills bought in 1972 were demolished and the quays along the canal were turned into walkways for tourists. Landscaped displays were created along the canal from the Rhône to the Rhine and on the Prelo Bridge. A housing complex was built in Hôtel de Champagne and at the beginning of Rue Pasteur on the Grande Rue side, the Little Venice of the Jura. In the 1980s, as the grocery bar Chez le Chou was closing, the La Navigation bar at the end of the small square next to the Great Fountain was in full swing. The La Demi-Lune restaurant opened and a few houses were restored, some to create low-cost housing. In 1983, the Association of Residents and Friends of Rue Pasteur was founded with the aim of improving the living condition and environment of Rue Pasteur and its surroundings. Its volunteers organized festive gatherings and an annual flea market. More than half of the inhabitants, mainly the owners, are members today. In 1992, the Chazelle Printing Company, which had been located in the old high drying shed at the end of the Jardin des Chavannes since before 1970, moved. The Jardin des Chavannes was passed on to the town, which renovated the wall that had collapsed into the canal and opened the area to the public. The Orphans Building is now a private school sponsored by Alain Dumont. The Nichols Company began to rent out boats to the tourists. After the collapse of the end of the wall located against the rampart, where large wash houses were located, the old staircase leading to the canal level was reopened and a metal footbridge was created to cross the tunnel's canal. There have been no major developments or changes since 1995, but several restaurants and small businesses have come to take advantage of the reputation of the street where Louis Pasteur was born. Recently, the Freemasonry moved out of the house it occupied, which is situated on the site known as the Wreck La Démolie by old-timers, and a passage was created between Quai Pasteur and Rue Pasteur, which did not exist during the 19th century. The house, a tannery. After the Pasteur family moved out of Dole in 1825, a succession of tanners settled in the house where he was born. In 1853, the tannery belonged to Sébastien Boischu, who installed a bark beater in the current impasse de l'Abreuvoir to provide the tanning powder needed to tan the hides. The building was bought in 1890 by François and Charles Guy. In 1901, the cellars were rented out to the widow of Gabriel Guigné, who ran a fine leather store at number 45 of the same street. In 1922, the Guigné Company occupied numbers 13, 15, 41, 43, and 45 of the street, and built a wooden dryer shed over the old Precipiano rampart. It supplied shoemakers and saddlers with traditional leather tanned with oak bark. On 15 April 1912, When the town of Dole bought the house to turn it into a museum dedicated to Pasteur, the Guinea Leather Factory adverts boasted that it was still using the cellars of Pasteur's house as a warehouse. The subscription. As early as 1911, Marius Pierre, the mayor of Dole, launched a subscription to buy the house where Pasteur was born, which had been put up for sale by the Guy family. This public subscription was supported by the generosity of John Davison Rockefeller, the first billionaire of the modern era, who had made his fortune in oil by creating Standard Oil, which later became Esso, then ExxonMobil. The American philanthropist admired the scientist's work and was inspired by the example set by Institut Pasteur to create his own Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research, now the Rockefeller University in New York. The project was hampered by the war, and the building was used as a nursery school during the First World War. Running the museum. The Society of the Friends of Pasteur's Birthplace was founded in 27 December 1927 to preserve the memory of the scientist and to run the museum. Its president, Auguste Vantard, was assisted by the mayor, Marius Pierre, Julien Fevrier, the curator of the Archaeological Museum, Pasteur's friends Auguste Pointelin and René Valéry Radeau, the scientist's son-in-law. The association, which became a state-approved charity in 1931, extended the museum around the Salle des Souvenirs and had a roof put over the inner courtyard. The archivist Jean Hézard created the monument in the Passage de l'Abreuvoir. The scientific room was opened to the public in 1995, and the society also acquired a teaching department named Atelier Pasteur. In 2015, the museum straddled several houses on the street from number 39 to 43. Its management, and that to the Atelier Pasteur, were entrusted to the public establishment for culture cooperation in Louis Pasteur's land, Établissement public de coopération culturelle Terre de Louis Pasteur. Supported by the Department of Jura, the towns of Dole and Arbois, the community of communes made up of Poligny, Arbois and Salin, the Greater Dole Urban Area Community, and the Academy of Science. The collection. Thanks to donation made by Pasteur's son-in-law in 1923, then by his grandson in 1937, the collection is now a mixture of everyday souvenirs and scientific artifacts. A dozen pastels give us an insight into one of Pasteur's leisure-known hobbies. The memorial tablets of the speech made by the scientist on 14 July 1883, now engraved in Jura stone, stand as a founding feature. While the museum's scientific heritage was ensured by Institut Pasteur, the memorial and human heritage was secured by the museum itself, with the support of Pasteur's relatives. We were anxious to purely preserve the souvenirs that had been retrieved. It is not a temple to the secular saint of the Third Republic, but a memorial that extends the circle of friends and family through shared conversation imbued with emotion. Auguste Vantard, the first president, wrote to René Valéry Radeau, "Pasteur's thoughts is beating heart was here." Thus, the penicillium mold gifted to the museum in 1946 by Alexander Fleming remains as a token to the fleeting life of this illustrious pilgrim. The scenography, which was revised in 1995, marks a change of objective with the integration of a historical and scientific approach that places greater emphasis on the context and underlying issues. Although less hagiographic in style, the description made of Pasteur who embodies the scientist by excellence remains familiar. Practical and entertaining workshop on broad scientific themes give pride of place to experiments, the aim being to encourage critical thinking and perhaps even to kindle an interest in science in our younger visitors. The Classroom, a poetic rendering of Pasteur's neighborhood through its objects. The pupils in Monsieur Hervé Marioni's Year 5 class, Beauregard School in Dole, are proud to present the works they have produced as part of the project entitled The Classroom, the Work, La Classe, l'œuvre, a culture and arts education program aimed at classes on the occasion of the European Night of Museums event. The photographer Jessica Guillaume worked with the students in this project entitled A Poetic Rendering of Pasteur's Neighborhood Through Its Objects. Le quartier de Pasteur poétisé avec ses objets. Several objects from the collection in Pasteur's Birthplace Museum in Dole have been repurposed by the school children to tell mysterious, intrepid, or poetic stories. The diversity of the objects they have chosen has allowed them to evoke Louis Pasteur from different angles and in an original way. We have chosen to highlight their work on the occasion of the museum's centenary. Our project, The Classroom, the Work, seen by the pupils, ce sont les élèves qui parlent. These photographs were taken near the Canal des Tanneurs, Tanner's Canal. This canal is where the tanners rid their animals' hides of blood, hairs, and any remaining bits of flesh. In those days, it smelled awful, and there was no walkway between the tannery cellars and the water. All the waste was dumped into the canal, which was far from hygienic. The town of Dole has preserved the neighborhood to maintain its historical character and has also made it clean and pleasant. Visitors can now walk there. We have chosen objects that epitomize Pasteur's life to tell stories that are related to his surroundings. Pasteur also worked on rabies, sheep and tracks, for cholera and crystals. And it was he who enabled many people in the world to be saved thanks to vaccination. Having devoted his life to research, he wanted others to follow in his footsteps to find solutions to the disease that emerged, which is why he created the Institut Pasteur. The house in Dole is where Pasteur is born. His father worked as a tanner on the quayside. He also had a house in Arbois where he hailed from and spent his summer holidays. Both houses showcase Pasteur's work, but they also tell his story thanks to numerous period objects, paintings, photographs, and drawings. The most beautiful friendship on water. La plus belle des amitiés sur l'eau. The framed picture represents wines. We see bunches of grapes. In the painting, Pasteur is depicted studying the fermentation of wine in a workshop in Arbois where he spent his youth and holidays as an adult. The painting is a reminder of Pasteur's work on winemaking. The book is an evening school notebook that once belonged to Pasteur's father. The woman on the bridge, la femme sur le pont. This marguerite was used to smooth stained hides. This could be used to make laser objects such as boots, and saddles for horses, both of which were widely used at the time. The miniature tempest, la tempête miniature. The salt cellar belonged to Pasteur before he was married. The fear of the snake, la peur du serpent. In hospitals, cleaning and disinfecting instruments were not considered important before Pasteur's work. Many people caught disease and infections in hospitals because of the lack of hygiene. The display case in which the breathing mask is shown illustrates this problem. The park in winter, le parc en hiver. The star is the Legion of Honor cross given to Pasteur's father as a reward of his services in the army as a soldier under Napoleon. The bottle, Pasteur, also worked on the fermentation of beer, which helped to improve its conservation during transport. As in hospitals, hygiene was very important. Cleaning the bottles and washing hands helps to reduce germs. Wine, beer, and milk can also be heated to kill microorganisms. This is what is known as pasteurization. Anamorphosis. Anamorphosis is an ancient process related to the work on perspective. By means of a mathematical transformation or an optical system, in this case, a mirror cylinder, specially designed, deformed images are transformed into normal images. Anamorphosis is akin to an optical illusion. A widespread form of entertainment in the 19th century, it now has utilitarian application in periscopes, advertising, on sports fields, road sign, and cartography. The process is applied here by the artist Pierre Duc to reveal to the informed public the two cities that Pasteur loved most, Dole and Arbois. In the center of the room, the dinner is ready for the president, the mayor, and Pasteur family. Alexandre Mirand, 1859-1943. As a minister of war in 1919, Alexandre Mirand administrated the smooth reunification of Alsace-Lorraine with France. And in 1920, as the French president, this champion of patriotism was responsible for the tomb of the unknown soldier inaugurated on 11 November. He also managed Germany's defaults on the payment of war indemnity calculated at the time of the Treaty of Versailles. Preferring negotiations, he nevertheless endorsed the military occupation of the Ruhr in 1923. Mirand did not travel abroad, but received many letters at the Élysée Palace and traveled around France for reasons essentially linked to the country's history or reconstruction. Marius Pierre, 1877-1935. Marius Pierre, a German teacher, was mayor of Dole from 1907 to 1935. He was anxious to preserve the town's rich heritage and sought to make it modern and welcoming, even launching a subscription to buy the house where Pasteur was born. The roads were improved, a municipal gas company was created, the old hospital was modernized and enlarged, and schools were built. In 1922, he inaugurated the war memorial in London Cemetery, and in 1923, he launched a subscription to raise a monument to Jean Jaurès at the Pavillon des Arquebusiers, which was inaugurated on 20 January 1924. In 1928, he was elected deputy of the radical group and went on to succeed Victor Bérard as senator. René Valéry Radeau, 1853-1933. Pasteur's son-in-law was a writer and a journalist who published two biographies about Pasteur, the chemist, entitled Histoire d'un savant par un ignorant, 1884, and La vie de Pasteur in 1900. In 1912, he revealed a lesser known facet of the scientist's life as an artist by publishing 100 copies of L'album de Pasteur, dessinateur et pastelliste. In 1879, he was Secretary of State to Charles de Freycinet, Minister of Foreign Affairs. Being a particularly diplomatic person, he helped his father-in-law to face his critics by contacting the press, answering letters from polemicists, and writing his speeches. As an auditor for the Society of Friends of Science, he was chairman of the board of directors of the Institut Pasteur from 1917 to 1933. He accompanied President Mitterrand on his presidential trip in 1923. Louis Pasteur, Valéry Radot, 1886-1970. Pasteur's grandson was an auxiliary doctor during the First World War, after which he qualified as a hospital doctor in Paris before going on to become a professor of medicine. As a member of the Academy of Medicine, he played an active role in the resistance as president of the Resistance Medical Committee. Being close to General de Gaulle for a while, he was authorized by decree on 4 September 1945 to add the name Pasteur to his legal name. In 1959, he was appointed as a member of the Constitutional Council. His research focused on allergies and kidney disease. As a member of the French Academy in 1944, he published his grandfather's letters, among other things. He was Pasteur's last descendant and is now buried in Arbois.